Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
A slate of six games this weekend. Wild card weekend, the busiest one in the playoffs for the NFL season. This is where the fun begins, everybody. Bart Scott, speaking of fun, making his way down the hallway here at the Seaport as he was on First Take with Stephen A. Smith. And once he gets in, he will sit down, he will plug in, and he will be ready to go with you and with I on this day. And again, like I said, we've got a slate of games. We also have coming up, though, none bigger than, of course, the Giants and the Vikings. That is Sunday at 4:30. And that's a game that everybody's looking at, and everybody's got this feeling that after the two went toe-to-toe on Christmas Eve, they meet again. And can they, can the Giants get this win in their first playoff game in 6 years? The defensive coordinator for the Giants, Don Wink Martindale, is going to join us later in the show. And I'm curious, because I heard DiPietro make this point when he was, when I think Dave asked him like for a key to the game. And he said that they got to get to Kirk Cousins. They got to hit him. They got to get to him. And so, you know, I mean, what does Martindale do? He loves to blitz. He loves to get after the quarterback. So it'll be interesting to see if he says the same thing that you heard this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg. So stay tuned for that, because Wink's always, he's a great personality, great to talk to. He and Bart have a good relationship, so I am looking forward to that conversation. But as I said, this is a day for you as well. We get you involved in the conversation because this is where I'd love to hear what you're expecting out of this weekend. You could be a Giants fan. You could be a Vikings fan. We have that's the thing about New York, is that there's not really just local fans. I mean, obviously the majority of New Yorkers root for the local teams, whether it's the Jets or the Giants on the football side of things. But I know that there's a large portion of the population that root for teams like the Bills and the Dolphins and the Vikings and especially the Cowboys. We know you're out there as well. And that's a Monday night game, so we got plenty of time certainly to get to that. But it is, again, this is the kind of day where we open it up and we give you that feel across the league of some of the better matchups and, of course, the spreads and how they're affected by who's available and who's not. You know, that's the one to watch, is who's available and who's not. What we know is Lamar Jackson is not available. And he let everybody know that yesterday on social media, something I'm sure once Bart settles in, he will have an opinion on that. But how about also with the Chargers, with Mike Williams, the wide receiver is so important to them, who played in the meaningless game to end the season and hurt his back. And now Brandon Staley, the head coach, has got to face the music on this. Oh, he's going to give it a try before the game. Now, they play Saturday night against a Jaguars team that really was coming on late in the year and suddenly started playing like a team that you don't want to mess with in the first round of the playoffs, with a head coach in Doug Peterson that you know has won a Super Bowl already. He knows what he's doing, and he's got a really good quarterback. He's got a good running game, and he's got a better-than-average defense. And if all of a sudden the Chargers don't have one of their most important offensive weapons, then what? And you know, of course, that Sean Payton is waiting and watching on that. But as we look at the different matchups, the Dolphins went out there starting the first two starting quarterbacks. Skylar Thompson started there. You're looking at that game like this should be a blowout for the Bills. It's already 13.5. That's where the spread has moved up to. That is easily the biggest spread in wild card weekend by far. And then the 49ers have a 10-point spread, according to Vegas, against the Seahawks on the other Saturday game. That's the 4:30 game, the very first one of the weekend. But the Giants-Vikings game, that's just simply a 3-point spread. Now, Dallas only has a 2.5-point spread. They're the road team, though, and they've got the 2.5-point spread. But so for a home team, you're looking at, I mean, just a 3. It's as if everybody knows this game's going to be close. This game is going to be one to watch. And if you're the Giants, and there's a lot of guys on that team, especially the younger guys, Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones, especially Kayvon Thibodeau, the rookie, like they don't have any playoff experience. So for Saquon Barkley, of course, you got to feel like, will there be any nerves for this game?
Nope. I'm excited. Obviously, I know it's a playoff game. More attention, more eyes. But to me, I won't be nervous. Would I have, you know, just some, would I be hyped? Yeah, I get hyped for every single game. But nerves, I wouldn't say that. For me, it's just another football game. I talked to Strahan when he was here not too long ago, and I asked him, I was like, what's really the difference between playoff football? He's obviously, like, the intensity rises and all that, but the biggest, best advice he gave me was just don't make the game bigger than it needs to be. And I'm keeping that advice, sticking with that advice.
Nerves, hype, excitement, whatever it is, anticipation, anxiety, I'll put it all into the same pot, because that is basically the range of emotions that you're going to feel in a game like this. It starts out, you want to get your feel. Now, is he the most important player? That's the question that I have. Saquon Barkley. Because you could, there's several people you can point to. And again, you could also point to Daniel Jones. Don't turn the ball over, which did happen against the Vikings. Special teams was a factor in that game as well. Whether it was a 61-yard field goal for them to win that game, which is amazing, block punt. Like, there's different areas that you can look at and say, this is the most important thing in this game. But I got to feel like the most important aspect of this game is going to be Saquon Barkley and how big of an impact he can have on this game. I don't know how much nerves can affect somebody who's running the football. I think it's throwing, catching, it's different reads. That stuff can affect you because you could be going too fast. But when you're just trying to run, make plays, be a playmaker, isn't this what Saquon, this is what you drafted him for? Isn't this what all those years ago, Dave Gettleman, right, touched by the hand of God? I mean, is this not what you drafted him for? This is money-making time for Saquon. This is it. This is going to be, are you playing like a number two pick? Are you a star? Because these are the games that they need you to be a star. That's what I think all of us are looking to see. Now, one thing we know on the other side of this, who's a star? Justin Jefferson, arguably the best wide receiver in the game today. And he is not a guy that you just stop. He is not. He's somebody you try to, I know it sounds cliche, but it's true. You try to contain him. That's what the Giants have to do. You want to get after Kirk Cousins so it's not as easy to find Justin Jefferson. But they did pretty well against the blitz the first time around. And for Justin Jefferson, on the rematch with the Giants, his thoughts.
It's a little easier just because, you know, you went up against them before, kind of got film on them, know kind of how they're going to play. That's the good part. We just know that, you know, we're going to get their all this time. And, I mean, we should give our all this time also.
I mean, I would hope so. It's the playoffs. You want to give your all? I would think so. But they've seen each other. They've seen each other recently. The Giants are a little more healthy this time around. But still, this should be a close game. It should be a good one. What is the major factor in this game for you? 800-919-3776. Majid in New Jersey joins us first. Majid.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I'm a longtime Viking fan from New Jersey, man. I have a lot of history with the New York Giants because I live here. I've been a Viking fan since I was 10 years old. But the Giants, I went to practice their practices this year, too, before the season started, and I had my eye on Saquon Barkley. He looked great. But Daniel Jones, I wasn't so impressed with. I was really worried about Tyrod Taylor, but he got hurt. Now, they played us a close game the first time, right? But if you try to double up and try to double Jefferson, we got other wide receivers, too. We're going to kill you. So this game is going to come down to coaching. You understand? What mistakes the Giants make versus what mistakes the Vikings make. It's going to be a good game, and I expect the Vikings to win by at least 3 points.
By at least 3 points. Well, that's what Vegas is saying, too, Majid. Thank you. I mean, it usually does come down to coaching.
That's a pick 'em.
How you doing, Bart?
Well, ask yourself, what type of coaching do you prefer? I mean, Ed Donatell has been around for a while, but Brian Daboll has shown you that he's a master play caller on the offensive side because he's doing it with smoke and mirrors, because he doesn't have a Justin Jefferson. He doesn't have an Adam Thielen. He has a Dalvin Cook, and he has a mobile quarterback that he unleashes. And that's really what Minnesota defense struggles with, mobile quarterbacks who can extend plays. So it's going to be a lot more difficult. And like to the caller's point, who makes the adjustment to the adjustment? And that's the beauty of it. But then I go back to who has a longer Rolodex, who has some old plays that they can dust off, mm-hmm. right? And when you ask yourself that question,
you're going with experience here.
And if you're truthful to yourself, mm-hmm. you go with experience. And all the pressure is on Minnesota. Because they're the 13-3 team, whether you know they are what their record says they are. So that says that they should believe that they can beat a team that barely made it to the playoffs at home in the wild card weekend. But this is something different. If you look at the last matchup, went down to the wire. The Giants defense,
literally,
the Giants defense is fully healthy. How do they adjust to that? And when what? worked last game or last time don't work this time, who can go back and say, you know what, let's make the adjustments? Because in the playoffs, I'm telling you, you feel like you're running out of time. And if you get behind, that clock feels like it's moving at light speed. You know when you watch TV?
Yeah.
And you don't watch it on just regular? You just put it at 1.2 or 1.5?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it feels like. And you telling yourself, why? It's already the second quarter? You start panicking.
Right.
And Kirk Cousins have been known to panic. The Giants shouldn't care. They're not supposed to be here. House money.
I mean, we're saying that. It's easy for us to say.
They should be loose.
But they can't. You come on, man. You're not that far removed from playing. That your mentality would never be to walk into that game thinking house money. Never.
When I say house money, I'm saying we going in here, we don't care. We're going to bust them in the face.
They have to.
And the car is going to fall where they may.
Right.
And it is what it is. See, but.
Well, I'd rather go down playing my best game than being hesitant.
And you play loose.
Yeah.
So they're going to let them go. But on the other end, when you have a 13-3 record,
mm-hmm.
the expectation is Super Bowl.
Well, you won the division. You won 13 games. Like the Kirk Cousins been there a while
now.
You
got the second best.
Justin Jefferson feels like he's got to be the best wide receiver in the game today. Like, there's some people there. Dalvin Cook, you've got to be looking around that room thinking, if now, when?
Right.
If not now, when?
They're heavy.
Especially in the NFC. When you look at the NFC, who is the world beater?
Purdy.
Right. Think about it.
Purdy, who? Jalen Hurts, who got a messed up shoulder.
Who is it that, like, you're looking at, like, well, I mean, that's a juggernaut, that
right.
team.
So
there's none of that. There's no Patrick Mahomes waiting for you before you get to the Super Bowl. So if you're the Minnesota Vikings, yeah, I think the pressure is on them to strike while you can before one of these other teams figures it out. Whether it's the Eagles realize what they are or the Cowboys figure it out. Like, you don't want to wait for that.
Right. So that's why the pressure's on in a team like the Giants. We know every year somebody gets sent home that we didn't expect. Last year was the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
When we saw, you know, Ryan Tannehill just pee down his leg, right? And now, will it be Kirk Cousins? Or will it be Dak Prescott? The teams that are facing him, Tom Brady don't care. He's Tom Brady.
Yeah,
he's going to go in there like, hey, man, I'm going here to sling this thing. I'm comfortable and confident that what I've accomplished in my career,
what a
great thing this would be for me to come up and upset somebody. I think a guy like Tom Brady gets up for that.
Mm-hmm.
A guy like Kirk Cousins is like, man, if we 13-3 and we lose and I don't play great, it's going to come down and they're going to blame me.
Yeah, I know. It's true. I mean, that's what makes this so compelling. But I'll tell you what, Bart. So it's been a while for the Giants. It's been 6 years, right?
Yeah.
And that means Saquon Barkley has never appeared in the playoffs.
That is true.
So he was asked, remember, he's a New York guy, local guy. So he was asked about his favorite playoff memories when he was a kid watching the NFL. And you might like the answer that he gave.
Saquon's from New York.
Take a listen.
I was a Jets fan growing up. So the biggest ones for me were the two AFC championships back-to-back when Mark Sanchez did as a rookie and then I came back.
I mean, he didn't mention you. He did say Mark Sanchez.
Yeah,
he didn't say, like, you know, Bart Scott and that defense, can't wait. Like, he could have done that, but he didn't. He
gave the credit to the offense.
But he said Mark Sanchez.
It's okay. Because,
you know?
Because if they win, he'll get his offense get the credit, but his defense is going to have to play lights out.
Probably, right? But still, that's kind of cool.
I get it. I know he was from New York.
Well, you remember his dad has a Jets tattoo.
Oh.
That was the whole story. And his dad was like saying he would stay a Jets fan, but I can't imagine he has
at this point. Yeah, he turned the page.
Probably had to.
Yeah, he turned the page.
Would you? Would you do that? Because I don't know about me.
Especially if you got high blood pressure, you're like, you don't want to be a Jets fan. Yeah. any day can end it.
Not what it's been already now, 12 years. But still, as I played earlier too, he talked about how he said, you know, he was asked about the nerve factor, like would he be nervous? And he said that it sounded more like he's more hype.
Yeah, and that can be just as detrimental because if you're too hype too early.
As a running back though?
It's like porridge. Yeah, because you start, because what happens is when you should go down,
yeah.
you fight for more yards, you hyped up, and that ball come away from the body,
yeah.
and you forget
All
because
right.
you're running with emotion.
All right.
You're not running with, okay, put two hands on the ball, go down. You're spinning, fight for extra yards. Somebody punch that thing out. Especially now, these new defenders are so good at punching the ball. I always imagine, like, what if they miss and hit the helmet and bust their knuckle open and crack it on a face mask? But they're pretty accurate.
Hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, they're pretty accurate with it. Or you miss and punch a guy in the nunu.
Ow. Yeah, that
that's happened.
That'd like be bad, too.
You miss, try to punch up, or you punch a guy in the damn stomach.
That's never really happened, has it?
Yeah, I've seen it happen a couple
times. You've
seen
it, like, I'm trying to punch for the football, and instead.
And miss.
Like, I just.
Hit somebody.
Right in the jimmy.
J- Jimmy John.
What more do you want from me?
I want ice. That hurt, it's swelling.
Lots of ice. So we got, again, 800-919-3776. Again, this is wall-to-wall Giants today, obviously getting you ready for wild card weekend. We'll go around the league as well. But this is today is all about the Giants and their matchup with the Vikings. Don Wink, Martindale, the defensive coordinator of the Giants, going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour. You want to stay tuned for that. He's a great personality, and his defense has to take on, again, like we mentioned, that's a big-time offense. Kirk Cousins, but also, you know, Justin Jefferson, Dalvin Cook, that whole thing. And they just saw them recently, so it would be great to talk with Wink about that. So you certainly want to stay tuned for all that. But we got this tweet from Douglas, who said, we ain't interested in hearing from Minnesota fans in New York City. Don't forget you're a local show. Let them call Sports Talk in Minnesota. F them.
I do not know they're not here.
Who called is from
here. He's from here.
Yeah.
He's a Manchurian candidate. He's a spy. He's sitting here amongst these Giants fans plotting.
Mm-hmm. I've been watching Giants practice. I went to Giants practice. I was watching guys.
He's self-scouting.
He's all in on it. All right, so let's see what Brian in Milburn has to say about all this. Brian?
Hey, I'm a big fan of y'all. I listen to y'all every day at work. Bart, you are the best with your drops. You are too, Han. But I'd like to tell you this. The 49ers, I'm a 49er fan.
Yeah.
They're a problem.
Yeah, they are.
Brock Purdy, make that offense look way better than Jimmy Garoppolo ever did. He's mobile. He's not scared to throw over their head.
You know what I mean? Like, of all coaches to face – right away, it's a guy who has been coaching forever, who knows defense really well. You think Pete Carroll won't be watching some film and flaws. There's a reason why he was the last pick in the draft now.
Football character, yeah, everybody can get a guy.
Hit this out, y'all.
All right.
The one thing you can stop Jimmy Garoppolo with, I'm a 49er fan, is you guard the middle of the field. And you try to, you know, take away the slack.
Outside the numbers.
Mm-hmm. In the inside. Yeah. You can't do that with Brock Purdy. He got enough heel throw over your head.
But this is the thing. We watched Dak Prescott struggle. We watched Lamar Jackson struggle. Even a great struggle.
Yep.
At some point, Brock Purdy's going to hit a wall. And what type of football character does he have when he's having a bad game?
Thanks, Brian.
Because what makes great quarterbacks or Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, when they struggle, they find a way to get you over the top. And he hasn't hit a wall yet. I almost would be more encouraged if he had a bad game and came back and played a good one. Because he's going to have to play three good ones to get to where he wants to go.
You know what I'm seeing, Bart, on the call screen?
What's that?
A lot of smoke.
Ooh.
But it's not Giants. It's people that want to go at the Giants.
Well, let's go.
Let's go.
We're going to go to them. And
the
Giants,
smoke.
You defend your damn team.
That's what I'm saying,
you call
though.
Back. If you're going to let our show be overrun with Giant haters, then that's on y'all.
It's
our responsibility to push the pickup button.
How about this? You ready for this? You want a bulletin board material?
Let's do it.
Let's go to Rockaway, New Jersey, and talk to Keith.
Ooh, that's in my hood.
Keith.
How you doing, fellas?
All right.
My name's Keith. I'm from Rockaway, New Jersey. Lived here my whole life. I'm a Minnesota Viking fan.
Oh, man. I've been here at Buffalo Wild Wings, son.
Go ahead, though. Explain yourself.
I've been hearing all week about how this is the matchup the Giants wanted, or this is a lock. Let me tell you something. This is the matchup we wanted. This is the weakest offense left in the NFC. I'm all about this. I got revenge on the mind. I sat in Giants Stadium in 2001 at 41-0 game.
Oh, God.
I want it all. I hope we smoke you. Skull, baby.
Any concern about your defense? Any concern about your defense?
That has been a concern all year. But, you know, listen, if it's a tight game, I have all the confidence that we're going to win it.
Well, you have that demonstrated performance, don't you? All the close games. I mean, 11-0
in
a one-score game, so you got to feel good about it.
That's it, baby. Kirk Stuggins all day.
But the stakes weren't as high as they were.
It's a little different now, right?
Yeah, so if you're going to lose one, I'd rather lose a close one during the regular season.
You're supposed to win.
Yeah.
You're home. Supposed to win. But you know what? What did Keith say? This is the matchup I wanted.
Mm.
Payback, 41-0, 2001. He remembers. How about
– the Giants are saying payback on maybe we get the field goal, 61-yard field goal. Where the hell that happens at?
We go to Brooklyn. Brent's got some smoke, too. Go ahead, Brent.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Hope your day is going well. A Jets fan here, I'm going to lend a cliche to the Giants. same old Giants when they lose to the Minnesota Vikings. Because you know what? Giants been lucky for the Super Bowl years. If you look at their records, a lot of missed field goals, lucky catch. So they look and run out.
Same old Giants. Lucky catch. Oh, you're going after David Tyree now?
And Buffalo wide left. Right.
Yep. Scott Norwood. We went all the way back to Scott Norwood. He's just pulling out all kinds of history against Giant fans right now. Brent, I think as Jets fans, we need to stand down right now.
Yeah, man. We just need to be quiet. We need to
focus
quiet.
On right, you. Baby. Plenty there to keep you busy.
Yeah, we got
to
be. That. Yeah, we just going to hustle.
All right, Brent. Appreciate you, man. I mean, it's just nothing but smoke right now.
Giant fans, man, defend yourself. Where's Tessa?
That's what I mean. Like, I thought we were going to get overrun with so
is
much
Tessa
Giants
witness protection program?
Optimism. Mm. I don't know where Tess is. But is this, I mean, is this really?
This is surprising.
This surprised you, right? This does surprise
like,
me.
Everybody wants this smoke for the Giants.
Should we take some optimism Giants calls right now? Because I kind of like the smoke ones. They're a little more fun. There are, you know, we have optimism.
Let's take a smoke and then let the optimism come back at the smoke.
Well, what we should do is get a Vikings fan and a Giants fan on at the same time, trash talk each other.
Yeah, I don't know if AT&T gave us enough lines for that.
We don't have enough lines? I think we have plenty of lines for that.
Do we?
You don't think so?
We could definitely do that. Put five people up at the same time, let them talk?
We could.
Oh, let's do that.
All right, we could. All right, let's load up the calls. If you're a Giants fan, you're getting smoke right now. You have anything to say
challenge
to these Vikings fans? You even have Jets fans calling you out. And we got all kinds of problems. But we're too busy trying to make you feel like bring you back down to our level.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Quick news that just broke here. As I mentioned top of the show, there was a little concern about Mike Williams for the Chargers as they play Jacksonville on Saturday night, right? Because Mike Williams had a back issue from playing in that last game of the season.
You're about to lose your job.
Well, he's now originally Brandon Staley said he's going to be a game time decision. He was going to try to work out before the game, travel with the team. Out.
They've
already designated him as out for the game. That is a huge loss.
If they lose this game.
For the Chargers.
If they lose this game.
I want to see if the line moves because the Chargers are actually favored 1.5.
If they lose this game, Brandon Staley could be looking for a new job.
Sean Payton,
stupid decisions.
All right, the official All-Pro team has been announced. We'll get to that with the Jets and the Giants that were named to that. But we got calls to get to because there was a lot of early smoke from anti-Giants people. And now the Giants fans are calling in to shoot back. Let's begin with AB in Brooklyn. AB.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Bart, you funny as I don't know what, man. And Allen, you my go-to guy for Knicks info on game night. But, man, listen, I want all the smoke with these Vikings fans because Bart could tell you defense and a run game travel. And the quote part, Minnesota defense couldn't stop a nosebleed if you gave them a cold sex. All right, I ain't worried about them dudes over there. But Daniel Jones threw an interception. Bellinger fumbled the ball, and they had a blocked punt, and it still took Minnesota a 61-yard field goal at the gun to beat the Giants. So you got to think if you play mistake free, if you take away at least two of those bad plays, that's 6 points. Instead of getting that field goal to win the game, you got to drive down 19 seconds. To score a touchdown against a Wink Martindale defense? Come on, man. That man's a mad chef. You don't think he's cooking something up for them? You got to consider the defense that they ran. Green Bay took it the next week. And how did Justin Jefferson and that offense look? that next week when Green Bay took his game plan and executed it.
It's true.
So basically you're saying that the Minnesota Vikings defense wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. Is that what you're saying?
That's man, they it. Couldn't fight their way out of wet paper bag, Bart. They're terrible, man.
All right, AB, you started it off for the Giants fans. We appreciate you. Let's continue as now the Giants fans are showing up and ready to crow for their team. Let's go to Russell in Hillsboro. Russell, your turn.
What's up, guys? Just calling. You know, all these Vikings fans calling in, they're nervous because they know they got lucky on Christmas Eve. Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley are going to run this offense down the field on that defense, and we're going to score points. It's going to be a close game, but we're going to win. I'm so hyped for this game, and I can't wait.
Well, hey,
use your line.
Hey, it's all good.
New York,
you can go ahead and use it all. No 10-10. I'm waving a 10-10 fee for everybody. If that's how you feel, and say it with your chest.
That's right. Thank you, Russell. All right, Lee is in Harlem. Come on, Lee.
Yo, Bart, you know how we do uptown. We're going to bust them for the white meat. We want to see some white meat. We got the band back together. We got four new rushers. We got the band back to .2.30. You know how we did it two Super Bowls in a row against Brady. Pass rush. We're going to tear their ass up. They ain't got no match for that. And that's without the blitz. When we send a blitz at the punk ass, the light's going to go out on fucking daytime cousin. You know what's going on around here.
daytime cousin.
Oh, man. Lee is bringing it under. Thank you, Lee. 800-919-3776.
Yo, he was talking like Ricky was. When he had pulled over from the cop, he went in and he was fighting the cop and punching there.
Mike in Elmwood Park. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Thanks for taking the call.
Alan,
I just wanted to give you a shout-out. You're always awesome on Twitter, liking tweets and responding, and that's awesome, man. Appreciate you.
Yep, you got it. Keep them coming.
I wanted to talk about the turnovers, but these Minnesota fans got me so hyped right now talking about old Super Bowls and the Giants are lucky, and it's just infuriating me. You know, luck is something that's taken out of your hands, not something that you make happen. I don't see them saying nothing about how the Minnesota Miracle was lucky, about how the defender just totally whiffed on a tackle and guy walks into the end zone, but the Giants are lucky, right? Yo, we got two rings and you got none. Take a seat. You're going to get the sacks all day for the Giants on Sunday. And Kirk Cousins, he's going to have a rough day, man. I can't listen to these people no more.
Attaboy, Mike. That's how you bring it. That's what I'm saying. Finally, we got the Giants fans showing up, showing out. We continue. We got John in the truck. John, what you got?
My esteemed colleague from Harlem just articulated that quite well. In wink, we trust. And the more times that contract Kirk Cousins is on his backside, the better off we're going to be, right? They're talking about, remember 41-0. Remember that vaunted team of Kerry Collins and Ike Hilliard and Amani Toomer? Are they kidding me? Our defense is going to come and keep him in twist the entire time he's going to be out there. Please.
Love
remind
it,
me how many Super Bowls these guys have won? It's been a really, really long time.
Purple people eaters?
Do not disrespect the four.
I hear you. I hear you, John. And speaking again, that defense, Don Wink Martindale is the defensive coordinator. We're going to have him on the show just at the top of the hour, so stay with us. At 1 o'clock, you'll hear from him, and I'm dying to hear what he has to say with some of the things that we're going to be asking him about this matchup because it's a big one, no doubt about it. Valley Stream is next. We got Ed. What's happening, Ed?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Listen, I do not want to hear no more just calls. If the screener needs to stop, it's all blue today, baby. The sky is blue, even though it's gray. But, yeah, that's right. And I just want to tell you guys that you guys have make me laugh every day. You guys are my second favorite show, because still I'm a Michael Kay show fan. But
Wait a minute, hang on a second. How do we get to be your favorite? Like, if we're second favorite.
Because I first started listening to you guys in the app, and I'm like, I love this show. You guys are funny. You guys balance each other. You guys are close. You guys are almost as funny as the Kay show. But
what do we
got to
do?
You got to keep riding. You got to keep, you know, bringing how you're bringing it.
Okay.
I want to say one thing first. You guys are talking about the defense, the fans. I bet you everything. You going to see baby Eli. This is where Daniel Jones has to prove that He had to make it to the playoffs to prove that he is baby Eli, and he's going to prove it. You're going to see it's not going to be about the defense. Yeah, we're going to stop little corny-ass quarterback on that side. I'm not even going to say his name. He's not even worthy. I can't wait either. You, what was that line that he said? You like that? That's what the Giants going to say. You like that. Once he's on his ass.
You like that.
You like that.
You're going to like that, too.
I got a lot of mo. I got a lot of mo.
That's right. It's going to be Mr. T. I love it. All right. You know what, though? I feel a certain way about being number two.
It's okay.
Like being second?
You know, we'll start.
How do we get there?
We'll get there. How do we get to number one? Pulling at them heartstrings.
All right, so we've got a lot. Now, the Giants fans are pushing back, right? Like, first of all, as you know, Bart and I love to instigate. For everybody that has followed this show over the years, we are fire starters. This is what we do. We've been doing this for years. Whenever there's a big game, we love pitting fan base versus fan base, and we love the smoke.
It's something we just get excited about. Can we get a household that can't watch the game in the same room with each other?
They're mad at each other.
Yes, like you. Can I get a Giants Minnesota fan to call up so we can see?
Like that'd be amazing.
How you gonna watch
in your own damn house? You have Civil War this weekend. I need to know about it.
I'm watching it in the big TV. No, you go in the bedroom watch the game. No.
Well, you know what though? Because you're still gonna get the Vikings fans that are pushing back. So we're gonna keep making this equal footing. Chris is in North Cackalacka, a little North Carolina calling in. Chris, you want to push back on these Giants fans?
Hey, yeah. Well, first of all, what's going on, Bart and Han?
What up?
First of all, for the Giants fan, like, didn't y'all want to push Daniel Jones out of town, you know, before this season? Now he's got one good season under his belt. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, Daniel Jones. He hadn't even been in the playoff game. And second of all, I'm glad that we're the underdogs. I keep hearing everybody picking against us. I guess everybody forgot this game in the dark. So,
solar power
in the daylight.
They're going to plug him in.
Too good, so.
They're going to have to plug him in.
At halftime, they're going to have to go out there to the Tesla plug in spot. Hey, Kurt, you go to the station. All right, everybody else in the locker room.
Right. Oh, my God. It gets to the witching hour, and it's time to make. That'll be interesting. It'd be hilarious, by the way, and thanks for the call, Chris, if in the second half, all of a sudden Cousins just starts, like, just off target. it's getting late. It's in that late window. I mean, it is an exclusive now. It's not like there's any other games going on.
Yeah.
So
All eyes on Kurt.
Technically, it is a national game.
All eyes on Kurt.
It might not be a primetime game, but it's still technically a national game.
Hey, it's the only game on, baby.
Mm-hmm. I like this. This wild card weekend should be wild. It should be wild. Ryan in New Jersey. Go ahead, Ryan. How you feeling about this matchup?
Yo, y'all got me real tight right now because this is a New York City radio station. Not no Minnesota, not no L.A., not no Kansas City, nowhere else but New York City. Stop allowing these other people from other states to call in.
These are your neighbors.
I don't want to hear it. Y'all got to take some accountability, bro. Y'all ain't nationwide no more. This is New York City. This is a Giants hometown. We go win the Super Bowl, and we come to take everything.
That last dude was from Rockaway.
Nah, bro. You got to take accountability because you're bugging right now. This is New York City Law, New York City Radio. Stop allowing these other fans to call in and talk all this trash. I'm not having it, bro. That's why I like Dave Roethlisberger, because he's unapologetically a Giants fan. Stop letting these people from other places call in and talk this mess, bro. Y'all on New York City Radio. Do better.
But they got a New York number, bro. What are we supposed to do? We ain't gonna pick up. They can tell us what they want to talk about. They from here.
I mean,
these are your neighbors. These are your friends.
But he didn't like it. He thinks that we should now. Here's the thing: if you're a Vikings fan, we're being told that we need to ice you out.
Mm.
That you cannot get through.
So they saying that the now Giants I want to see who makes can't the handle effort. The truth. The Giants fans can't handle the truth. That's the Minnesota Vikings fans.
I mean, in your own stadium, sometimes you're dealing with the other team's fan base. In your own stadium, MetLife, filled with the other team's fan base. It happens. We've seen it. So we're not supposed to let you through. Is that how this is supposed to go? All right. Well, we'll see. This is what you do if you're Giants fans. Jam the lines, and they can't get through. Simple as that. 800-919-3776. We can't control what people are going to say. That's not up to us. It's up to you. That's the show we are. We let you control the narrative.
And we give you an opportunity to rebuke.
Yeah.
If a Minnesota fan comes up here and calls and say something you don't like, let them know what they don't like about it.
Clap back.
You heard Ja Rule. You said this is New York, right? You let them speak their piece. And then you clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap. Let's take them to war. That's how you supposed to respond.
800-919-3776.
We can't censor no damn body.
So the smoke continues through the rest of the show. Again, Wink Martindale, top of the hour, talking about his defense.
We got Wink. Nobody got Wink. This show got Wink for you, New York City.
Yes.
I called in a favor.
It's going to be good.
For you, New York.
You want to hear about what your defense, and that's the history of the Giants, always foundation of defense.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart and Han.
Superbox Bonanza.
Wow.
Somebody been doing homework, son.
See that? Wow. How about that voice, by the way? It's like Fergie and Jesus. So, Lindsay Theory reporting now for the Chargers. Listen to this. So, Mike Williams, we just told you, is now out officially in the matchup on Saturday night against Jacksonville. He suffered a small non-surgical fracture in his back that was not found in the initial X-ray.
Wow.
Or MRI. So it was after he was not feeling better. He was not progressing all
week. One week.
They did further tests and they revealed the fracture. He's expected to miss 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
All right. So I guess as Michael Kay would say, see ya.
I broke my back.
It's spinal.
It's spinal.
I broke my back. Spinal.
Oh, man. Poor Brandon Staley.
Sheesh.
He was important for them to make a run. And Brandon Staley decided
that line's got to move.
He decided to play his newly minted, newly paid receiver in a meaningless game in which 45 minutes before the game, they realized that their spot was solidified at the fifth seed,
wrap
and they could not improve their stuff or hurt it. And I believe in that same game, Bosa hurt his groin. Man, oh, man. Sean Payton just start looking for addresses.
Well, he's already got a place in L.A.
Well, he's looking for a bigger
place.
Might
as well start calling around.
He's looking for a bigger place.
Yeah, maybe that, or just start talking to potential coaches.
He's already put a dream team together. That's the report that he's already put away a dream team.
Damn.
Dream team. Mm-hmm. And what better place to have a dream team than Los Angeles,
where
the sun shines out and it never rains until recently in Southern California.
What's your dream? Everybody's got a dream.
In Southern California, they tell me. Who really sung that song?
Well, there was an original done in the 70s by like a British singer, I believe. Ah. And then Tony remade it and made it a little more R&B, a little more different.
Nobody real name was Tony in that group. That's what I don't understand.
None of them were named Tony?
Real name was freaking Tony. For years growing up, I thought everybody's name was Tony.
I thought three guys named Tony.
I thought they all spelled it in a different way. T-O-N-I or T-O-N-E. Like, come on, man.
Tony has done it again.
It feels good.
All right, so the all-pro team was announced. This is the official one now, not the players' one. And a lot of them are the same from the players, basically. The wide receivers were Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, and Devontae Adams, for anybody who cares.
Yeah.
Mahomes, the best quarterback. Josh Jacobs, running back. Kelsey, the tight end. Oh, these are all first team.
I got a problem.
But on the defense,
I got a problem.
First team from your New York Jets, Quinnen Williams, one of the interior linemen.
Well-deserved.
And also, cornerback. Sauce Gardner.
Sauce made for all pro.
First team all pro. First time in 41 years a rookie named first team. How about that?
Just think, Parson didn't even make all pro his first year.
No, Mike is on it this year as a first teamer. Surtain is the other corner.
Yeah.
So that's the difference between the players and there. So.
But I tell you what, man. If I'm Sauce, I'm going to renegotiate right now. I'm not a rookie no more.
Wait.
I'm going to need y'all to pay me my money, dog.
All right, second team for everybody. Like, again, you're just like, what about the Giants? Andrew Thomas, left tackle.
He played at a high level.
With
you're
the
talking
Giants.
About, you know, getting it right.
Yeah. Dexter Lawrence on the defense for interior.
It's weird because for the players, Dexter Lawrence was in and Quinnen Williams was out.
Yeah. And by the way, second team defense, linebackers, CJ Mosley.
Okay.
All right.
I have a problem with edge rusher. Michael Parson should not be an edge rusher. Joey Bosa had 18 and a half sacks, man, on the best defense in football.
And Nick Bosa is on the first team.
No, that's what I mean, Nick.
Yeah.
No. I don't see Nick.
He is. He's on the first team.
How? How many edge rushers they have?
They have two.
Right. So.
Well, the first two, I'm looking right at it. Edge rushers, Nick Bosa, Micah Parsons.
Where's Myles Garrett?
He is not there. Mm. You don't like that, do you?
No. I don't know, man.
Miles Garrett is second team, along with Hassan Reddick.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
You don't like that.
Well, I wonder who wins Defensive Player of the Year.
How about Bobby Wagner getting second team with the Rams?
Well, Bobby on the players was first team. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying like him moving on from Seattle.
Yeah.
And I mean,
he's a Hall of Famer. He's the most dominant inside linebacker in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I know. You're a big fan of his. Yeah, clearly. But still. But for the Jets, you get a couple of, you know, they have a couple of guys, a bunch of guys. CJ, Quinnen, and Sauce. Yeah. All pro.
All defense.
Which is, you know, again, it's a big deal. And for
to
Sauce
go
as well.
To go from what that defense was last year, 31st in almost everything, to have three guys on the all pro list.
Yeah.
Is something that you can hang your hat on, man. That's high praise right there.
And then of course Dexter Lawrence as well for the Giants on the Giants side of things. So that's that is awesome as well. All right, Trevor from Jamaica Queens. He won $200 Omaha Steaks gift card. By the way, you remember when we got the Omaha Steak stuff?
Like butter.
Oh my God, it was so
like
good.
Like butter.
That $200 can go quick, Trevor. It's going to go fast because you want to like. That's when you look at it and you go, I'll take it all.
Yeah, you got
just give me it all.
Be bougie, you know what I'm saying? Since you got the meat for free, go ahead and buy you some caviar and put some caviar on top of your stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or some truffle butter, son. Buy your real
butter?
Truffle.
Truffle butter.
Well, not that truffle butter. But
yeah.
The one you buy at the grocery store.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, I ain't talking about Lil Wayne truffle butter.
800-919-3776 is the number. Like a lot of Giants fans now calling, I love this. Let's go to Woodside, though. Henry is calling in from Woodside. What's up, man?
All right. How you doing, guys?
Good.
I was just calling because I'm a big New York fan, but I think we got to get a bit thicker skin. We can't be just getting all bent out of shape because other fans call to give their comments. Actually, that hypes you up more, I would think.
Yeah, today is all about the smoke.
We can't censor, you know what I'm saying? No. We want everybody's opinion to be heard, man. You know what I'm saying? We got too much of that in the world. We got to hear both sides.
Right.
Whether we like it
or not. That's right. New York, stand up. Let's go.
Let's go. So how are you feeling about this?
I'm feeling pretty positive. I'm really a Jet fan, but I'm rooting for the Giants to win because, you know, they're from New York. I'm not cheering for them, but I would like them
to win. That's very mature.
Through the year.
See, I feel that.
That's
now,
very mature.
Now, Don LaGreca, and thank you, Henry. Don LaGreca would say you're a fraud.
No.
I don't know what it is, but when it comes to football.
It's New York first before anything.
I've had this fight with people. How do you root for anyone other than the Giants if you're a Jets fan? Because, like
we share the same clubs. We share the same friends, same, you know, area.
But yet I have a harder time saying the Nets or, like, if you're an Islanders fan, you're not rooting for the Rangers. If you're a Mets fan, are you ever rooting for the Yankees? Hell
so
you're no.
Saying, you're saying you're
but
not
But there's something
consistent.
About football that's different. Am I crazy to say that? Something that's different.
I'm like that with anything, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because remember, I'm an import.
But you don't count because you're not, like, you don't have blood. Like, we didn't grow up in this.
In New York is unique. Right, because New York, Florida, California—that's a different thing. Like other places can't really relate because we don't have two teams. Maybe Dallas and Houston Texans can talk about, you know, rooting for somebody, you know, because vested interest, business goes well. I just want, you know, the New York fans to be happy about something, and even if it's at the expense that the Jets don't fall short. One day the Jets are going to win, and let's see how the Giants fans, if they have enough class, like Jets fans have had over the years, to kind of not root for them, but not hate on them and wish bad that they don't win because you don't want to hear their mouth because how obnoxious you believe they will or won't be.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.